Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about leaving a legacy, not a liability. I got to tell you, Jill, this is not the most exciting topic.
Oh, it's going to be fun, I promise.
Before we get into it, I have a surprise for the listeners.
Uh-oh.
And for Jill.
Uh-oh.
Sitting waiting for a taco a couple days ago, and on the wall is an interview, a posted interview with questions for a local surfer here.
Huh.
I started to look at the questions and said, you know what? I should blindside Jill ask her some of these interview questions because I think it should end up being pretty funny.
Oh, this is cool.
Question number one.
Was I there? I'm like curious where this was.
No, it was before 10 o'clock in the morning, so you're still sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Who inspires you the most, Jill DeWitt?
Oh, my dad. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew it wasn't me.
Oh.
What's your greatest fear?
Oh, my children needing something and I can't.
Are you afraid of heights or water?
Oh, that kind of a fear?
Any of that stuff.
Oh, what's my greatest fear like that? Well, yeah, I'm not a fan of, there's a lot of rodents and snake things that I don't like.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I got one. Scorpions. I got stung by one once.
Specific.
And that scared the you-know-what out of me.
What's the last song you want to hear before you paddle out? Like, paddle out for the last time.
Everything Counts.
Oh, yeah. It's Depeche Mode. Best Mexican restaurant.
Frank and Lupe's.
Awesome. Buddha or Jesus? I'm going to get into that.
Buddha.
Oh, this is a good one, too. Buddha, really?
Yeah.
Favorite piece of clothing ever owned?
Oh, leather jacket. Got in Gibraltar.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
No, it didn't make the cut several years ago, and I wish I still had it. It had fringe.
What's the farthest you've ever had to travel on foot?
Probably on purpose. I like hiking, and I've done some pretty long hikes, and one by myself it was in Tucson, and it was in the foothills there.
So an eighth of a mile.
It was going to Seven Falls, and it was several miles, and it took 4 to 5 hours, and I went by myself, and I didn't take a cell phone, so my mom was not really happy with me when
I got back.
I told her, yeah, it's way back.
Number of Facebook friends.
Goodness. I don't know.
This is designed for a surfer, by the way, like a famous surfer.
This is cool. I probably just have a few hundred.
Worst tattoo you've ever seen?
It was on someone's neck, and it was misspelled.
What was it?
I want to say it was like dignity or something like that. It was just stupid. Yeah. It was bad.
Favorite Australian slang phrase? Or word?
Australian. Aussies. I don't know any Australians. I can't even think of the name stuff they eat. Men at Work. Vegemite sandwich. That's all I can think of. Think of something Australian.
Of all the people I know,
hard.
You are the most rated G, Joe.
Oh.
I mean, with your language. Late nights with friends or dawn patrol by yourself?
Oh my gosh. Night with friends.
I take my rated G thing back.
Yeah. All night with friends.
Worst song on your MP3 player right now?
Oh, you're going to not like this, but Michael Jackson just kind of bores me.
Wow.
I know, I'm sorry.
Well, the rest of the world does not agree.
Okay.
Any apologies?
I'm sure. Yes. Can I just say yes?
Yeah, we can leave it.
I think that anyone that cannot honestly say yes to that answer, I don't, they're not my friend.
Best thing anybody's ever said to you?
Oh.
It's a good interview questions.
Oh, best things that anyone ever said to me was a parent on my dad. Tell me he's proud of me.
Awesome.
And it was a big picture proud. It was not like, nice job cleaning up your room proud.
Best text message you've ever received? We're getting close to the end here.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it was you sending me a love note.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Last question. Dream sponsor.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, this is designed for surfers, but like if somebody was going to endorse you, like, I don't know, Core Logic or something.
Oh, my dream sponsor.
Like Mattel Barbie?
No. My Porsche? Dream. I was thinking that. Wait, I'm going to get a little more creative here. Citation Aircraft.
You know what? They would sponsor you.
I would walk around wearing
that's not a pipe.
Jack and Jill with Citation on the side? Absolutely.
Before we get into our real show, let's get back on track.
Thank
here.
You. That was fun.
Let's take a question by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And it is Land Investors now, by the way.
Yay!
Land Investors has taken over and replaced Success Plant.
Sorry, I'm happy to report. Plant. All right. It got us where we needed to be. Milan asks, I hear this all the time, Jack saying that several Land Academy members are making several $100,000 a month. I have a big respect for Jack, and I'm very thankful the program he and Jill created. This is a great business, but someone from this community that started 2 years ago is making $700,000 a month? Yeah, it's the question, like, really?
I chose this question personally out of many, many questions. What happens every week is our producers put together like a list of questions from Success, well, from Land Academy, landinvestors.com, and I get to choose them. And I intentionally choose the ones that are the most difficult to answer and ones that come from the biggest skeptics. And I chose this one for a bunch of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the profile of, there are several people in our group that fit this profile. They purchase property that's worth between $40,000 to $80,000. It's not worth that, but that's what they pay for it. And they sell it for $120,000 to $150,000, but it's worth $500,000. And that's how you get to a couple of $100,000 a month. So imagine you do one deal a week. I mean, Jill, mm-hmm. How easy is it to do one deal a week?
I think I can do that.
You know, it doesn't take long to get to making a couple $100,000 a month when you're making $60,000 to $80,000 a deal.
But especially once you get the momentum going.
Right.
That's really the key.
Here's the key. So, and the same, along the same lines, because Luke Smith makes that much.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody by now knows Luke Smith. He was one of our original members. He's on on our Wednesday, Thursday call all the time. And somebody asked him recently, why are you so different? How did you scale up to this so quickly? And you know what his answer was? I send out a lot more offers than everybody else. And that's it. There's no secret to this. Just send a ton of mail out.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Luke even gets, he will be honest in saying that, I'm sure I priced these wrong. I just blasted this whole area and let's just see what happens.
Yeah, he's not afraid to make an idiot out of himself at all. Just like Jill. Well, just like me.
Just like Jill?
I was going to say just like Jill and me, but really, it's me.
It's okay.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, leave a legacy, not a liability. This is the meat of the show.
Please tell us, Jack.
This is, again, the result of a conversation that Jill and I had in a car driving somewhere, and we were talking about over-leveraging real estate. So imagine that you're amassing a fortune in real estate, but you're doing it by taking on debt. So you leverage everything at 95%, right? If a house is $100,000, you borrow $95,000 against it. You come up with the $5,000 somewhere else, maybe in the bottom of your couch, I don't know, but you have $5,000 equity in the property. So imagine you do that with office buildings. Now you got a $100 million property and $95 million worth of debt. That's not very attractive. So what do you do? How do you avoid that? You pay less for the property than it's worth, and you immediately create equity for yourself because you're paying a cheaper amount for the property than it's actually worth, especially if you play cheaper than wholesale, not retail. So if you get hit by a bus, what are you leaving, a legacy or a liability? You're leaving a pretty serious legacy. Mm-hmm. And that's where this all came from. It's an interesting title, but not a very interesting topic to talk about. And Jill's clearly got a lot to say about it.
No, I actually was dozing off there. Sorry.
Next show, she'll paint her nails for us.
I'm just kidding. No, it's a good topic. It needs to be talked about, and it's important for people to think about. It's like people getting started in the industry and wanting to, they don't know, do I do cash? Do I do terms? You know, and one of the things that we believe in is let's get your cash reserve up. Let's flip some for cash. Make sure you like this, you know, and have a nest egg here, and then you can start making some different decisions. So for me, that's another kind of version of this. You're building up a cushion for your business and the things that you want to venture into now. Maybe I want to, you know, do some long-term owner finance, you know, properties.
Right.
And so you really can pay for them outright, which really ties into your thing. So
a lot of years ago, I got into a habit of doing this, and it wasn't even conscious. It's just how I review acquisitions. And every piece of property that comes across my desk, I don't care what type of property it is, but let's just use land as an example. I look at it and immediately think of three numbers. Number one, the first number is, what am I going to pay for it? The second number is, what am I going to sell it for? And the third number is, what is it really worth? And my favorite kind of deal is like this. It's where I'm paying $50,000 for it. I'm going to sell it for $100,000, and it's worth $300,000. Well, if you're a first-time listener, like you're probably saying to yourself, dream on.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen. Here's why it happens all the time. It happens every week to us, and it happens to our members all the time, probably daily at this point. We're not out there looking for a piece of real estate. We're out there looking for a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a divorce. Maybe somebody died. Maybe somebody's just not going to use the property anymore, and they don't. You know, Jill sees this with houses all the time. They mm-hmm. just don't. They don't want to clean the garage out. They'd rather
the
just take
moved
the
out.
Offer.
Yeah, they're done.
They don't want to go through the hassle of cleaning everything up and showing the house and the whole thing.
And it's been paid for 10 years.
Right. They'd rather just have $120,000 cash right mm-hmm. now, walk away, throw the keys at you, and they know it's worth $150,000, and nobody's apologizing for that.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very common.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common with land, where the husband maybe bought some property the wife didn't know about, the husband passes away, the wife finds out about it and just wants to sell it. Check it right. off the list on an estate list when you're wrapping somebody's estate up.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, to wrap it back up into the show, make sure that you're not over-leveraged in a deal. In fact, the best way to ensure that is just to pay cash for it and then figure out how much you want to leverage later. If you don't, well, oh, that's great, Jack. I don't have the cash.
I love it when you have a little conversation with yourself like you just did.
You know, I learned how to do that.
Why am I even here? I'm a little confused. Well, gee, that's great, Jack.
If you don't have the cash, but you're very smart and you send a lot of offers out and are staring at a bunch of really smoking real estate deals, there's tons of people in our group who have way more money than sense. Self-described.
I know someone that's way more money than sense.
Who? Say their name.
I was looking at them. Some days.
This is a perfect place to end this show. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. And I'm joking.
No, you are.
Teasing. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I like it better when you just paint your nails sometimes.
Versus I actually pay attention.
You know, we honestly successfully had fun on that show on maybe one of the driest topics there was on the planet.
That's good. That was a good thing that you brought in, and I was totally surprised by that questionnaire.
Good.
I you know, we did an interview the other day with J.P. Moses.
Eric Crow.
No, J.P. Moses.
Oh, sure, yeah.
We were on his show. It was...
Real Estate Mogul's show, yeah.
Yeah. and it's like a paid thing. So it's like we're the guests. He does two a month. But what was cool, Jack and I now, we've done so many of these that there's no preparing. And I kind of like, and it's actually fun now for me. I don't panic. I used to panic.
Our listeners are very aware that we don't prepare for this.
Oh, there is that. So I think I'm coming across okay when it's really a mess. Is that what you're saying, Jack?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway, my point is,
we have 10 listeners now.
Yeah. Wow, that many?
Yeah.
Well, that's four more than I saw last year. So, but that was fun. I like doing those questionnaires. I'm okay.
Me too.
So I'll do you. I'll have to get you another time. That'd be good.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.